There's a memorial hall, and it actually took me 3 attempts to go around that, and I was absolutely horrified. One, because I didn't know, and I enjoy history. Secondly, the appalling situations that had occurred. So I went back, read up, started speaking to people, and then I started researching into it in detail from a British perspective. And then when I started researching the names, it just suddenly came out. Gunner, gunner, gunner. And one particular battery, 242 battery, I've accounted for 106. A battery is 120.
John was shocked by the apparent lack of information and interest in the gunners. Captured after the fall of Singapore, sick, beaten and starving, they perished at the hands of the Japanese during 3 forced marches across Borneo. A handful of them survived the marches, but were later killed by their captors at Ranau 12 days after the war ended.
I felt something had to be done. I went in to see the new DRA. So I thought, well, here's my chance. He said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, one is to unveil a memorial. I'd also like to conduct a march. It's a symbolically very powerful statement.
John was determined that their sacrifice should not be forgotten. An exercise Sabah salute last summer saw 14 soldiers from today's Royal Artillery follow in the footsteps of their tragic counterparts, trekking over 160 miles across Borneo.
This was the first group of British military to have walked from Sandakan to Ranau. Actually, it was pointed out that they're the first ever.
You must be very proud of them.
Oh, it was fantastic, and you could see it. It was hitting them exceptionally hard, realising that men with bare feet, hardly any food, or what they could scavenge, had done what they had done.
The unveiling of the memorial ensured that the suffering endured by those prisoners and the bravery they showed would never be forgotten. But will John's quest to tell the story of the marches continue?
Yes, I think it's like one of these things that you keep on scraping. I've been asked by several people, and not just Brits, but local Sabahans and by Australians, to say, why don't you write? It's an enormous task to sort of take on. It would focus, obviously, on the Brit side. It wouldn't just be on here. It would encompass a larger arena, Borneo.